Montana couple says pro-transgender CPS illegally took daughter to Canada, ignored religious freedom. By Amy Furr on May 24, 2024. A couple in Montana claims that without a warrant, social workers took their teenage daughter, who wanted to transition to a boy. As the couple, identified as Todd and Krista Kolstad, are mired in a lawsuit regarding the case, they sent a cease and desist letter on Monday to the state's Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juras asking that she stop making false statements and issue an apology, the Daily Montanan reported on Tuesday. Images show the couple with their daughter. The couple's attorney sent the letter the same day they filed the case in federal district court alleging that social workers with the state of Montana's Child Protective Services deceived a state court judge in order to seize the Kolstad's 14-year-old child without a warrant and, in the process, ignored their religious freedoms, the article said. The child was reportedly removed from her home in 2023 after threatening to commit suicide. The couple and the young teen had been at odds over the question of if the girl should be allowed to undergo a gender transition. However, the couple said their religious beliefs do not allow transgenderism, while alleging that officials shoved their religious freedom aside. In January, the couple accused Montana's Child Protective Services of kidnapping their daughter once she began identifying as the opposite sex, Breitbart News reported. According to the National Desk, the couple's recent letter to Juras reads in part, "You have said that CPS's seizure of the Kolstad's daughter was lawful and have repeatedly accused the Kolstad's of lying about their daughter's seizure. You have it exactly backwards. It is your statements about the Kolstad's that are unfounded, malicious and slanderous under Montana law. You and Governor John Forte could have stopped this injustice, but instead you allowed CPS to trample on the Kolstad's civil rights and illegally remove their daughter to Canada. The girl was sent to live with her birth mother in Canada, per the Montanan." According to the Breitbart article, the mother, identified as Christine, reportedly had left the child with her father after she was born and removed herself from her life.